Just think back to the enormous Powerball fervor that gripped the entire country. That's okay, but for me to develop a lineup and enjoy the aspect of becoming a general manager for a team for a day, that's not okay. That doesn't really hold water for me.
Brian Greenwood is a professor, husband, and father. He also represents the typical fantasy sports player. Unlike traditional fantasy leagues that span over the course of an entire season, daily fantasy contests last a single day. In 2015, over 56 million Americans played fantasy sports. Since the first site showed up online nearly 10 years ago, daily fantasy has grown to a multi-billion dollar business, with DraftKings and FanDuel leading the industry.
I'm a casual or a micro stakes player is what they say. So on a daily basis, it's anywhere from $5 to $10 a day is what I'll spend in entry fees. I really like the excitement of trying to get that lineup perfect where you get that big payday. Now, I haven't had that big payday yet.
While Greenwood waits for his big payday, many states are examining the legality of one-day fantasy sports leagues that have exploded in popularity over the last few years. Just tune your television to any sports channel and you're likely to see ads for a daily fantasy sports contest.
It's like a new season every time you play. And best of all, you could win a shipload of money.
While sports betting is mostly illegal in the U.S., fantasy sports has a special exemption thanks to the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act passed by Congress in 2006. But even with the federal carve-out, the legal status of daily fantasy remains murky because each state gets to define what constitutes gambling. Mark Edelman, a law professor at Baruch College and writer for Forbes magazine, has covered the daily fantasy industry since its infancy.
Under state law, a contest is considered to be illegal gambling if three elements are met. Consideration, which is an entry fee, prize, and chance. While that standard is the same in all 50 states, what differs state by state is the definition of chance.
Despite questions of its legality, fantasy sports sites operated mostly under the radar until an incident in the fall of 2015 brought scrutiny to the industry.
Out of the scandal swirling around those fantasy sports sites, New York's Attorney General now investigating FanDuel and DraftKings to find out if some of their employees won large amounts of money thanks to inside information.
The story that's told pretty much by the media is that a DraftKings employee had won a high-stakes contest on FanDuel with purported access to insider information about who people were predicting.
While Edelman supports some measure of regulation to prevent fraud, he sees other factors contributing to daily fantasy investigations.
But there are two other pieces to the puzzle that led to much greater attention for daily fantasy sports in New York. The daily fantasy sports companies, until just about a year ago, spent very little money on television advertising. They were not seen as big business and not getting much attention. Well, in week one of the NFL season this year, both DraftKings and FanDuel finished on the top 10 list for most money spent on television advertising. So activities that were operating almost under the radar, perhaps seeming too small for government attention, now are seen as big business.
At the same time daily fantasy ads were turning heads, New Jersey had their effort to legalize sports betting quashed by the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Perhaps frustrated by the fact sports leagues were making money off daily fantasy and not supporting sports gambling in his state, Representative Frank Pallone penned a letter to his colleagues in Congress warning of the dangers of daily fantasy.
This is unregulated. It's the Wild West. You don't really know, based on what we found out last week, that you're making a fair bet.
Pallone found hypocritical the fact that Major League Baseball and the NBA were directly profiting from daily fantasy sports, but wanted to keep out sports gambling. And rather than write the letter in the tone that talked about the virtues of allowing sports gambling in New Jersey, Pallone coined this letter warning of the risks of daily fantasy sports and suggesting it needs to be investigated.
With growing government attention to daily fantasy activities and now news of a possible scandal, New York's ambitious Attorney General Eric Schneiderman decided to go after operations in his state, arguing they were illegal games of chance.
Daily fantasy sports, which we've been looking into for over a month, we've concluded is not some new version of fantasy sports. It's really just a new version of online gambling.
In his cease and desist notices sent to DraftKings and FanDuel, Schneiderman claimed the companies engaged in illegal activity as they promote daily fantasy sports like a lottery, representing the game to New Yorkers as a path to easy riches that anyone can win. And here's where things get confusing. Because in New York, it's legal to play the lottery. In fact, their sales pitch is surprisingly similar to that of daily fantasy sites.
Sweet Million is sweeter than sweet, which is sweet. Introducing Sweet Million from the New York Lottery. Your best chance to win a million for a dollar.
And it's not just the lottery. New Yorkers can also bet on horse racing or visit any of the 6 licensed Indian casinos in the state. And these state-run gambling institutions are often prone to the same corruption that occurs in private sector operations. So why are those forms of gaming okay and not daily fantasy sports? UNLV's Director of Gaming Research, David Schwartz, explains.
I think to an extent, recent state actions are about protecting innocent victims and ensuring player protection, but another big piece of that has to be them protecting their monopoly to regulate and offer gambling services within their state.
The debate around fantasy sports isn't so much an argument over the definitions of skill versus chance, but evidence that America's pseudo-ban on sports gambling is inherently hypocritical and ineffective.
Since the early days, there's been 2 different competing feelings in America. One is that people like to gamble, so let them do it. The other one is, well, everybody except for me can't really handle gambling. So to me, this is just the latest wrinkle. As long as technology advances, and this is going way back to the first dice, you know, as long as technology is advancing, people are going to use it to gamble.
Let us play!
The fantasy sports industry isn't going down without a fight, and is quickly mobilizing in response to Schneiderman's crusade. Steve Miller, who played part in the effort to legalize online poker, has organized the Daily Fantasy Sports Players Alliance to represent players across the country.
No one wants to play a game where the rules of the game change state by state. Players want to play a game, and we just want the protection. We know that we're playing in an even playing field.
Even Dallas Mavericks owner and business mogul Mark Cuban has thrown in his support, speaking before the Fantasy Sports Trade Association this January.
When the shit hits the fan, right, it tends to blow all the shit everywhere, but then it's clean. So while today really seems bad, and while it seems like you're under attack, that's the good news. Because when they're attacking you, everything has to be cleaned up.
The proverbial crap may be hitting the fan for fantasy sports, but will it provide an opportunity to enact saner gaming laws?
I really wish we were like the rest of the world, where sports gambling was legal, and we could get it out of the shadows. My thing is, when things are in the shadows, the potential for abuse is far greater.
I think what is really important to remember at the end of the day is that people have been gambling for a really long time, probably for more than 10,000 years. There's been laws against it. There's been laws legalizing it. The nice thing to do might be to have a rational conversation about to what extent does our society want adults who don't have problems gambling to be allowed to gamble.
Prohibition doesn't work. It didn't work in poker. It didn't work with alcohol, it doesn't work with a host of other ranges of industry. Prohibition with DFS is not the answer.